Well, hello, everybody. It's your friend Manoli with another episode. Oh, he's back at it again. He wasn't going to leave y'all hanging for months and months on end like he did earlier this year. Not going to happen. Not going to fall into that bad habit, that trap. Oh, no. Manoli is back. He's back to talk to you in a timely fashion. Look at this. Turning the new leaf. What can I say? You know, you're probably thinking, what happened to this guy? He left us behind. He left us. I didn't leave you. I love you. Well, most of you anyway. Some of you I tolerate, but no, I'm kidding. I love all of you. I love anybody who gives me attention. What can I say? You try to act humble, like you don't want people to listen. You want everyone to listen. Well, not to say you don't want people to listen, but you know, like, oh, you listen? Oh, shucks. No. Keep it coming, people. I want to talk to you, and I want to get feedback. I want to know if I'm onto something here. It's taken me 50-something episodes. I don't know if I'm anywhere better than when I started. I really don't. So, feedback is always appreciated, unless it's bad, of course, and you can keep it to yourself. But, yeah, it's not a democracy here. No, I'm kidding. Whatever you want to say to me. Good, bad, nice, mean. Doesn't stop some people, that's for sure. Anyway, well, how's it going, everybody? Oh, I'm doing fine. What's been going on, everyone? What you been up to? I tell you what I was up to. This past weekend, I drove up with my mother. I drove up to Old Prosperity, South Carolina. You know where that is? I didn't think you did. It's in the country of South Carolina, about northwest of Columbia there, on the lake, Lake Murray. I drove up to Prosperity, South Carolina, my mother's hometown, and I visited my grandparents and my extended family out there, my aunts and my uncle, and we got together to celebrate my grandfather's 88th birthday. 88 he is. He's 88 and he acts and looks 20, 30 years younger. He told me, he said, you know, I'm 88 today, but at some point it starts going backwards. And so I'm really 68. Well, I give him this. I think he's better than 68. He's more like 58 or 48. That's how he acts. He's full of life. He is vibrant. He's quite the character, my granddad. He's got jokes. He plays cards. I walked into the door. You know what the first thing he said to me was? He's like, you want to do a shot of Southern Comfort before we get this party started? And I'm like, oh, twist my arm, Papa. What am I going to say to that? And we walked over and I have one and then he had one and we were ready to go. He enjoyed some beers. He liked Stella. We brought some Stella for him. He liked it. It was a good time. So not only was it my grandfather's birthday, my papa, it was also my Uncle Marty's birthday, his son. They were born on the same day. What are the odds of that? Well, 1 in 365. What is that? Let's do the math. 1 out of 365. That is a 0.27% chance of that happening, but it happened. So Marty Sr. and Marty Jr. Actually, I think my Uncle Marty is Marty the Third, but I'm not sure exactly. But yes, it was their birthday. Happy birthday to them. We got together. We had hamburgers and hot dogs. We had all kinds of stuff. A lot of beer. I'm a fan of that. You know, I wasn't boozing at all during Lent, so it's been a nice return to form. So, you know, not going too far with it, but you know, if it's your grandfather's 88th birthday, you got to celebrate the right way. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so we all got together. I enjoy going to Prosperity. You know why? Everybody there is happy to see you. Everybody there is nice to me. Everybody says, Manoli, what's going on? What's new in your life? How are you? What are you doing? What wonderful things are you doing in the world? And I gotta say, well, you know, it's hard to keep track of them all. But no, everybody's nice, you know, happy to see you. My grandparents are fantastic hosts. You walk in, they say, we got beer for you, we got, you know, shots for you, we got all kinds of snacks and food. It was a wonderful time. Yeah, I sleep in the loft, and they get it ready for me. They turn the air on up there. They know I like to sleep. I like it to be cold. I like to feel like it's freezing outside when I'm sleeping. I like it to be cold where I sleep. I enjoy it. I don't know why that is, but I like it. You know, and so they make sure that the room is cold for me. They make sure everything's ready. They always are happy to see you, always asking you what's going on. It's a wonderful thing. Who doesn't love when people want to see you? I enjoy it. You know, as on the last episode, I talked about some people that weren't so happy to see me. So this was a nice counterbalance to that. How about that? Seeing my whole family, my aunts and my uncle, my grandparents, my cousins. It's always a good time. Anyway, what else is new? Manoli's leaving town tomorrow. He's going down to Florida. Hey, you know what I'm doing? I'm going to Universal Studios, the theme park. And they're opening up a new park called Epic Universe. And you know, I am a pass holder at the Universal. And we were able to get tickets to preview it. So that should be interesting. So I'm leaving tomorrow. You know, I did go somewhere in February. I went on a little excursion with my father there. He had a conference on a cruise ship, so he said, "Do you want to come?" And I said, "Well, twist my arm, why don't you? I suppose I could tag along for that." And the ironic thing is that for his work, he had to be on there. He does travel. He's in the travel business, so he had a group on the same ship a couple weeks before, a month before. So I'm walking around with them, and everybody's saying, oh, Mr. Michael. Oh, Michael, hello, welcome back. It's like I'm walking around with Mick Jagger. He's like the celebrity on this cruise ship. It's the most amazing thing I ever saw. They're all like, oh, we love your dad. We heard all about you. It's nice to meet you. And I'm like, I feel like a celebrity here, which, you know, I think I deserve. No, I don't know what I deserve. Maybe a slap upside the head is what I deserve, but I don't know what I deserve. No, but it was just hilarious to watch. He's walking around and people would stop him and say, weren't you just here? Yes, he was just here. Yes, he was. He was the rock star of the cruise ship. My father. That was a good time. Although that was in February, so it wasn't really that hot in the Caribbean, but I made the most of it. I still sat out by that pool. It was nice. But yeah, I'm going down to Florida. You like Florida? I like Florida. Nice to visit. So I'll be sure to talk about that when I get back, you know. I had some stories for you. I figured the statute of limitations on these stories has lifted because it's been quite some time. And I was thinking about the time I went to the opera, which, imagine that, Manoli went to the opera. Who would have thought? I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I know I am not a perfect singer. I'm not always going to sound perfect. Everybody has a bad day. Whatever. I'm not making fun of this person. What I'm making fun of is I'm sitting in the opera. What I think is funny is I'm sitting in the opera, and it is time for one of the singers for her to enter onto the scene. I'm not going to say what opera it was or where it was, or unless you ask me, but I'm not going to say what it was. But let's just say that there is a very dramatic entrance for this soprano. And she comes out and we're all sitting there in anticipation, you know. Wonder what's going to happen. And the minute she starts singing, you know, the first notes come out and, oh my golly, something has gone terribly wrong. My eyes widen. The hair stands up on the back of my neck. Everybody is in shock of what's going on. And this lady behind me, an older lady, all I hear is her say, oh my God. And that was the stage was set for the rest of the evening. And I tell you what, it did not get much better. But in fact, it got so bad that the group I was with elected to go to the Cheesecake Factory instead of seeing the last two acts of this opera. But, you know, Every time I think about that, every time I hear bad singing, you know, whether it be opera or whatever, I just think about that poor old woman behind me who must have had a heart attack. It was all this happened in like the span of a second. You know, the lady goes up there, la, and like, you know, badly, you know, not like my glorious singing, which not always so glorious, but you know, she starts singing la, and like, you get your eyes just widened in shock and horror, like that video of Chuck Berry when Yoko starts singing. And this woman behind me, all I heard was, oh my God, just this horrified, hushed reaction. And that sound bite plays in my head quite often whenever I see something horrifying, which is more and more nowadays, you know, because I really think that with the advent of social media and how it plays out in this world, I know way too much about too many people. I saw something, somebody said we should know less about each other, and I really agree with that statement. I agree wholeheartedly. You know why? Because people, it's TMI, too much information. You're sharing too much information. You're oversharing. I had to do a speech on this in my freshman year of college. It was parents who overshare on Facebook about their kids. And that it's true. They overshare about their kids. They overshare about themselves. There's some things, people, I don't want to know about you. You know, some things are personal. And people think that you're so interested about every facet of every, you know, if you have something funny to say, I'll listen. If you have something intelligent to say, I'll listen. You know, of course, I'm the determinant of that. If I find it funny and intelligent, which I don't find most things funny or intelligent anymore, because I feel like the humor has been sucked out of the world, but that's another story. Oh, Manoli, calm down. It's okay. Simmer down. No one wants to hear about your philosophy. Or maybe they do. Why else does this show exist? I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with you people listening to me yap about this nonsense. But here I go. What was I even going to talk about? Oh, there's this thing now. There's this thing. Have you heard about this? It's called soft launch. Soft launch. Do you know what this is? It has nothing to do with space or business or anything. You know what this is? It's people, when they find themselves a boyfriend or a girlfriend, they get into a relationship. And instead of, I don't know, posting a picture of them with their, you know, boyfriend or girlfriend together, they will do this thing called soft launching, because we're so interested and they want to build the suspense, right? We really want to know who this person is. We really care that much. Oh, Manoli's so biting and scathing. Well, I mean, come on, people. This is a little ridiculous. They to build the tension, they will post a picture of, like, the person's hands. Or the person is in the picture, but you can't see their face, so you don't know who it is. They call it a soft launch. And why this has become a concept, I don't know. And then at one point, they'll post a picture of them with the person in full view, and they'll say, hard launch. And, you know, it makes me want to hard launch myself into a spaceship and get off of this planet, is what it really makes me want to do. I don't understand why. There's just things I don't understand. I don't know. There's a lot I could say about that. I feel like I'm gonna get too mean here. I try not to be too mean, but I mean, come on, people. Seriously, I mean, who cares? I mean, really, who cares? Congratulations. Why the mystery? Why the suspense? Do you really? Oh, I wonder. We're talking to each other like it's a movie. Oh, I wonder who it is. I wonder who it could be. No, we aren't doing that. Maybe some people are. Maybe I'm the weird one. I don't know. I'm weird about other things, but this one I don't get. So, soft launch, hard launch, whatever it is that your people are doing, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. What else is going on? What else can I talk about? I don't know where to go from there. You know, I tell you what, though. The social media thing is gone really somewhere. You know, these influencers, they call them. These influencers, they want to influence you. I don't want to be influenced. And I don't want to do the influencing. Nobody should listen to me. What do I know about anything? I don't know. All I know is what I know. I am in my own world. All I know is what I can speak to. You shouldn't listen to me. You should not take this seriously. I'm 25 years old. What can I teach you about anything? Nothing. Nothing useful. So why do these people want to be these influencers? They're like, oh, come with me to go to this restaurant or something. I don't want to have to film myself eating. Nobody wants to see me eat. I go there, I eat. And then I'll tell people, hey, you should try this place. Like my friend the other day, I there was a restaurant I told him about. He said he heard it wasn't any good. And I said, well, you got to try it, my friend. I don't want to get him in trouble because somebody told him this. They said this place was no good, even though they never actually ate there. They said that they looked at the menu and didn't like it, which makes about as much sense as seeing a poster for a movie and saying that the movie is bad. And I said, that's ludicrous. You have to try this place. And we went there and he liked it. So what does that tell you? It tells you that you should listen to me. Oh, Manoli, you're going off the rails here. When I get into the society stuff, I don't know what it is. You know, I know I'm old school. I know I'm old fashioned. The only time I went to the movie theater recently was to see a 20-year-old movie that I've seen dozens of times. Revenge of the Sith. Who doesn't like Revenge of the Sith? It's a wonderful movie. You know, the critics said this and that, and they were full of it. The movie is great. There's action. There's comedy. There's drama. There's tragedy. There's thrill. The movie is operatic in its scope. You have Ian McDiarmid. This performance is fantastic. I mean, he really goes all out in this role. He is evil. He's evil. He's sick. And he gets it's a great opportunity for him to like contort his face to do these evil laughters and speech patterns. It's amazing. What an amazing actor. I try to do an impression sometimes of Palpatine. I say, like when he zaps Yoda with the Force lightning, he goes, and he says, I have been waiting a long time for this moment, my little green friend. I mean, it's just insane stuff. And he says, did you ever hear the tragedy of Darth Plagueis the Wise? And then, of course, there's the immortal line where he says, I am the Senate. And Mace Windu says, not yet. And he says, it's treason then. And he does that yell, scream, lightsaber flip thing. What a movie. What a movie. You know, Mace Windu was one of my favorite characters. Some people don't like him. They say he was mean. That man was not mean. That man was a hero. You know why? He fought for the Jedi. He knew Palpatine was evil. He knew what was going on. He went there and he beat him. And he would have killed him if Anakin hadn't stepped in and chopped his hand off. It was ridiculous what he did. And I know Anakin was conflicted, this and that. He was worried about his wife. It's not Mace Windu's fault. He has no idea he's married because Anakin keeps it all bottled up. He won't tell anybody. Well, he's not supposed to be married because he's a Jedi, but... You know, Anakin, what were you thinking, man? I mean, I understand you were, but I mean, what were you thinking? You chop off Mace Windu's hand? You kill your fellow Jedi? What's wrong with you? What come to your senses? You're going to listen to Palpatine? All you have to do is look at him. He's got yellow eyes. He's evil. His eyes are like creepy. And he looks like he just got zapped with lightning, which he has lightning coming from his fingers. You're going to listen to him? Mace Windu was a great Jedi. He fought in the Battle of Geonosis. He chopped Jango Fett's head off. He did all kinds of wonderful things. And people don't like him. They say, oh, he was mean to Anakin, blah, blah, blah. Anakin could not be trusted. And he proved that when he chopped off his hand. So what does that tell you? Mace Windu did nothing wrong. And that's how I feel. That's how I feel, everyone. Who else is in that movie? Ewan McGregor did a great job. He has so many great lines. Hayden Christensen, even though they were really mean to him, he did a good job. They were so rude to him. I never had a problem with him. The people who said that, they should be ashamed of themselves. That man, they criticized him so much. He was hardly in any movies after that. But you know what? He won in the end. I've talked about this. The movie is great. I enjoyed seeing it. It was just as good as 20 years ago. Of course, the hype, you know, back then was, I was 5 years old. I mean, I was way more hyped, but I was still pretty hyped this time, too. I mean, what a great movie. Now the highest grossing re-release. What does that tell you? Good movie, Revenge of the Sith. Go watch it. If you haven't seen it, go watch it. What else? Oh, what else, Manoli? You know, back to the thing about influencing people, I do have to say, I was talking with a friend of mine the other day, And he was debating something. He was weighing the options in his head. And I had a, you know, a side to it. And I said, well, you know, if you look at it this way, and you think about this, and maybe you do this. And he's like, you know what? Now that I'm talking to you, I agree with you. And I'm like, you know what? That happens every time. It happens every time. What can I say? When I talk to you, you start agreeing with me. I don't know what it is. It's a good thing I use my powers for good and not evil, is all I can say. It's a good thing that I use my powers for the good. That's all I can say. There's a lot of damage that I could do, but I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because Manoli is here for you. He's here for you. He's here to talk to you, to explain these things to you. No, I'm not here to explain anything. I can't even explain myself. I'm all over the place. Listen to this show. It's a miracle that anybody can put up with it. I say it every time. Why do people listen to it? I don't know. I wouldn't listen to it, but hey, you know what? The more the merrier. Come down the road with me, the road. You don't know which way it's going to go, this way or that way. You never know what you're going to get. Oh, he's full of energy today. It's late at night. Where is this energy coming from? I don't know. I started talking about Star Wars. I'm all amped up. Just like some things never change, I suppose. What else? I was thinking about something the other day. Imagine that. I was thinking. I know it's really hard to believe that I think about anything. But I was thinking the other day, and I was thinking about a remark that was said to me in one of my after one of my recitals in college. I was singing, you know, I sang a difficult program. I had Verdi, I had Handel, I had Monteverdi, I had Schumann, I had Mussorgsky, I had Theodorakis, I had all kinds of stuff on the program. It's a full program of hard stuff. That was my last recital. I wanted to go out all out with a bang. That was the recital I did that where everything was connected to history. History repeats itself is what I called it. And I like to repeat myself, so I figured I'd do a good job at it. And one of the remarks I got from one of my jurors, who I respected all my jurors, and they gave me good feedback. They said, I wish you would find beauty in the simple as well as the complex. I'd like to hear you sing Schubert and Così fan tutte and Papageno. And unfortunately for this juror, I don't like any of those things. I don't like Schubert. I don't know why. Has never appealed to me. I know everyone loves him. Everyone loves Schubert. I don't like him. I think the music is dry and boring. I don't want to sing it. Not all of it, but most of it. Così, I don't like. I don't like the opera. I like Mozart, don't get me wrong. But that opera, I just have never gotten behind. I don't know what it is. Something about it gets on my nerves. I don't like the plot. I find it annoying. I find the characters annoying. I don't like it. So I wasn't singing that. And then Papageno, I'm not even a baritone. So what was I going to do with that information? No. So I guess my point is that why would I do that? Why should I sing simple stuff? I like to challenge myself. I like to say, what's something hard I could sing? I want to sing it. And, you know, maybe I'm not saying that simple is bad, but what I'm saying is I like to challenge myself. I like things that are difficult. I'm going to stand up there and sing, Frère Jacques over and over. I mean, what do you want me to do here? I like to sing what I like to sing. Maybe back then I shouldn't have been singing that stuff, but I gave it my all. I worked hard. I worked really hard. I found a way. Well, I really don't know where to go from there. But my point being is that, you know, I don't sing that often. I sing a little bit here and there. When I get to pick what I like to sing, I like to sing what I like to sing. For some reason, that means challenging myself, singing difficult stuff. I don't know why it is. I don't know why I like to do it. I like to do it. Verdi. Monteverdi. Handel. I like this stuff. Vivaldi. I like this stuff. Not that all of it's difficult, but most of it is. Yeah, but then again, all singing is difficult in its own way. It's hard to make, you know, a simple song sound exciting. Something clearly that I haven't been able to do. So, you know, maybe there is some truth to that. I don't know. But I just thought it was funny that he picked three things that I don't like. I don't like those operas. I don't like Schubert. So it's like, oh, you kind of have it. You're like, oh, maybe I should try simple stuff. And it's like, no, thank you. I don't know why I am the way that I am. What happened to me? I don't know. What do you mean what happened to you? What's wrong with you? Oh, boy, we don't have time for all that. We don't have time for all that. I feel like I've talked about 800 things in this podcast. It's only been 25 minutes. What's going on, Manoli? What's going on? I don't know. You know, I was playing a video game the other day. I don't play too many video games, but when I do play, I like to, you know, it's relaxing. Every now and then I find the time to play a little bit. So I was playing a little Call of Duty. A little multiplayer action. So there was this one guy who was being really obnoxious. And I don't even usually turn the voice chat on, but for some reason I left it on. I wasn't talking because I don't like to talk to those people, but I was listening. And this guy was really upset. He kept talking like, this team sucks that I'm on. You guys are a bunch of idiots. Blah, 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 blah. You guys effing suck. Blah, 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 blah. And like, I'm surrounded by imbeciles. And at one point, he, my own teammate, he hit me. And I had to start over. He hit me. He took me out. And so he's going on and on about how bad his team is. Well, he just took out one of his own teammates. So what I did is a little while later, he's ranting, raving. And what I did is I saw him and I said, oh, whoops. And I took him out. And he got really upset about that. He's like, what are you doing? Open your effing eyes. It was crazy. I don't know how you can get so upset about a little video game. You don't win anything. What do you achieve out of that? It's just a way to blow off some steam. This guy is getting more steam. What are you doing? You're doing the wrong thing. You're raging. You can't rage. No rage in the video games. Video games are supposed to be relaxing. But not to some people. They take it way too seriously. But I enjoyed getting that guy back. I enjoyed, you know, sometimes you just learn not to care about helping your team. You just want to prove a point. And I think I proved a point to that guy. I'm glad that it set him off because he was really being obnoxious. And you know what? He messed with the wrong guy. That's all I can say. And it was his fault in the first place. He hit me. I didn't hit him. He hit me. So in the world of Call of Duty, I thought I was in the right to go over there and take him out. That's what I thought. Ugh. Wow. I feel like I talked a lot. I talked so much. And it's not even a half hour. Explain this to me. Do I talk too fast? Do I talk too loud? Do I talk too slow? Do I talk too quiet? I seriously doubt it's the last one. Everyone always said, Manoli, why are you so loud? I don't know. I don't know why I'm so loud. I can't help it. It's the way I am. I'm Greek. We're passionate people. We're passionate. We like to talk about things. We like to express our opinions. We like to get animated. That's what we like to do. That's how we are. It's in my blood, people. The Mediterranean, the Greek fire, and the passion. It's in my blood. I can't help it. I am what I am. What do you want me to do? Change? It's been 25 years. There is no change. Take it or leave it. Take it or leave it, and that's it. I think that's going to be it for you. I'm up to 30 minutes here. 30 minutes. Oh, what a wonderful 30 minutes it is. You get to hear me rant, rave. What have we learned today? Probably nothing. But you know what? Is that going to stop me? Absolutely not. I'm here for you. I'm here to talk to you. You could certainly talk back to me. Always feedback is welcome. As long as it's nice. No, I shouldn't say that. As long as it's polite. Criticism is fine. Just don't be rude about it. I know it's hard for some people, certainly hard for me sometimes, but you know, keep it classy is all I can say. Keep it classy. I know it's a challenge, but keep it classy, all right? That's it. Manoli is signing off. Have a good night. Thank you for listening. That's it.